Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ian Kinsler. Batting second. The shortstop, Michael Young. Batting third. The center fielder, Josh Hamilton. Batting fourth. The DH, Milton Bradley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, David Murphy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gerald Laird. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brandon Boggs. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Chris Shelton. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Ramon Vasquez. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Sidney Ponson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting second. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting sixth. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Delman Young. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Lamb. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Adam Everett. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Nick Blackburn. And now, play ball. Ian Kinsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinsler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Young is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamb fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Josh Hamilton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gomez bunts towards third. Vasquez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kinsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kinsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Milton Bradley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bradley strikes out. One out. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gerald Laird is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Laird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Everett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vasquez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kinsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Brandon Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Shelton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelton hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ramon Vasquez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vasquez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lamb strikes out. One out. Adam Everett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Boggs. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carcilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kinsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Ian Kinsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kinsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kinsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Everett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Josh Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marlon Byrd pinch hits for Milton Bradley. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hamilton moves to second. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kinsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau strikes out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Vasquez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Gerald Laird is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Laird is 0 for 1 in the game. Laird strikes out. One out. Brandon Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau fields the ball and throws to Blackburn covering. Safe. Chris Shelton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Shelton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shelton hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ramon Vasquez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vasquez is 0-for-1 in the game. Vasquez takes first base on ball 4. Boggs moves to second. Ian Kinsler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kinsler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kinsler hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kinsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Young. The throw from Laird and he is out, Young applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lamb is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamb hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Boggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Michael Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Rangers. Josh Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Byrd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Byrd hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hamilton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau fields it and throws to second for the out. Hamilton moves to third. One out. Gerald Laird is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laird is 0-for-2 in the game. Laird hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Murphy moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Rangers. Brandon Boggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lamb fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Laird moves to second. Two outs. Chris Shelton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Shelton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shelton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Everett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Laird moves to third. Boggs moves to second. Ramon Vasquez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vasquez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vasquez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Laird scores. Boggs scores. Shelton moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Rangers. Ian Kinsler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kinsler is 0-for-3 in the game. Kinsler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-0, Rangers. Michael Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Adam Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Everett is 0-for-1 in the game. Everett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Boggs, who is chasing the ball. Everett reaches third base with a triple. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gomez strikes out. One out. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carcilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Carcilla hits a fly ball into left field. Boggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Everett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Rangers. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Morneau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 7, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Juan Rincon now pitching. Josh Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Byrd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Byrd strikes out. There goes Hamilton. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Young. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Hamilton scores. It's 8-1, Rangers. Gerald Laird is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Laird is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Laird is hit by the pitch. Brandon Boggs is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Shelton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Mauer and he is out, Lamb applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Rangers 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cuttier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kubel is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubel strikes out. Two outs. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young takes first base on ball 4. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lamb is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shelton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lamb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 8, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Chris Shelton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shelton hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ramon Vasquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vasquez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Vasquez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shelton moves to second. Ian Kinsler is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kinsler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kinsler hits a line drive into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Michael Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Everett scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Rangers 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Adam Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Everett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carcilla is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shelton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carcilla for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 8, and the Twins 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Bobby Korecki now pitching. Josh Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Byrd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Byrd hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. David Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Young throws the ball into Maurer, who tags Murphy trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Byrd goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 9-1, Rangers. Gerald Laird is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Laird is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Laird hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Rangers. Brandon Boggs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Boggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Rangers 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maurer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Maurer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 0-for-3 in the game. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubel hits a fly ball into left field. Boggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Texas Rangers, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.